2024 July Semi-Annual Training. Week 12. Day 6. Outline. Capital D. The kingdom of God is the spreading of Christ as life into his believers to form a realm in which God rules in his life. Number 1. To enter into this kingdom, people need to repent of their sins and believe in the gospel so that their sins may be forgiven and so that they may be regenerated by God to have the divine life, which matches the divine nature of this kingdom. Number 2. All the believers in Christ can share the kingdom in the church age for their enjoyment of God in his righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Number 3. The kingdom of God will become the kingdom of Christ and of God for the overcoming believers to inherit and enjoy in the coming kingdom age so that they may reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Number 4. As the eternal kingdom, the kingdom of God will be an eternal blessing of God's eternal life for all of God's redeemed to enjoy in the new heaven and new earth for eternity. Capital E. In Acts 14:22, Paul entreated the believers who were continuing in the faith to realize that through many tribulations we must enter into the kingdom of God, because the whole world opposes our entering in. To enter into the kingdom of God is to enter into the full enjoyment of Christ as the kingdom. Capital F. In Acts 19 we see that Satan is fighting against God's spreading of his kingdom on earth. The prevailing ministry for the propagation of Christ is a fighting, a battle, for God's kingdom. Capital G. Paul's proclaiming the kingdom of God in Acts 28:31 was the propagation of the resurrected Christ. Number 1. This is proved by the words teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, which things go together with the kingdom of God. Number 2. To teach concerning Christ is to spread the kingdom of God, therefore, the kingdom of God is actually the propagation of the resurrected Christ, a process that continues to be carried out through the believers today. This is the end of today's outline.